If you have your Bibles this morning, I would like to ask you to please turn to 1 Corinthians. I would like to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I encourage you to look at God's Holy Word as I try to read from the Word of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, I encourage you to go home and read this entire chapter, especially verses 23 through 36. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, especially verses 23 through 36. Read that, if you will. But right now, there's one main verse that's on my heart. I would ask you to pray that God will help us and bless us as we try to study God's Holy Word. Would you please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we lift up our eyes unto our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come. We pray, Lord, that Your kingdom would come and dwell among us, and that we would dwell in Your kingdom, that we would be able to feel the presence and the power of God, that we would be able to worship Thee. We thank You, Lord, for the singing of songs that have already gone before Thy throne of grace. We thank You for the prayers that have gone up before Thy throne. And we pray now that as we begin to study Thy holy word, that Thy Holy Spirit would be our teacher. We need Thy help, and we ask You to help us and bless us to hear and understand, believe and obey Thy holy word. We do continue to beg You, Lord, to bring an end to the fires. We know that You can stop the winds that are pushing the fires and blowing the fires in a direction where there's more trees and more destruction. So we ask You to stop those winds and even turn those winds around so that the fire goes back where it's already burned up most of the area. We just ask You, Lord, to send rain. We need rain so much. We ask You that You would send rain upon the earth to water the ground. And we ask You, Lord, to fill us with Thy Holy Spirit. Send spiritual rain into our souls that we would be revived just as the earth needs to be revived with the natural rain. We need spiritual rain from Thee. Bless us now. We thank You for every person that's here this morning. We beg Thy blessings upon each of us individually and upon our families and homes. We thank You for the healthy birth of Noah. Thank You for blessing Sister April and the baby in the delivery. Thank You for him being in the house of the Lord today. We thank You, Lord, for everyone else that's here. We beg Thy blessings upon those that are getting married, those who have sickness. We pray that You, as the great physician, that You would touch their bodies, that You would heal them and lift them up. We ask You to bless those families that are having trouble, that You would bind them back together with Thy love. And we pray that You would bless the counselors and all those, the pastors and different ones that try to work with people who are having problems. We pray that You would give them all the wisdom that they need to know what to say in every situation. Again now, bless us in this hour. Bless all those with cancer, touch them, heal them, and lift them up and restore them to their health, and all the others who are sick. Touch our hearts this day. Draw us closer to Thee. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in Thy sight. We beg in the blessed and holy name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I would like to read now from 1 Corinthians chapter 16. I would like to read the 23rd verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 23. The Word of God says, "Sing unto the Lord all the earth." Let me just tell you that I believe with all my heart that singing is one of the most important things that we can do. It's a way to worship God. It's a way that we can really feel close to God is in singing. Did I call out the wrong passage? I'm sorry. First Chronicles. I apologize. I noticed puzzled looks and everybody looking around like, where is he? I'm in 1 Chronicles, and I'd encourage all of you to go there instead of 1 Corinthians, because there's only 15 chapters, I believe, in 1 Corinthians. So there are 16, but there's no 23, okay? Okay, please, if you will, start over and go to 1 Chronicles instead of 1 Corinthians. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. I would like to read verse 23. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Verse 23, the Word of God says, "Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day His salvation. Now, singing is taught throughout the Word of God as one of the most important things that we can do. The Word of God tells us that we need to be filled with the Spirit, and one of the ways that we can be filled with the Spirit is by singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. Every time that you're discouraged, if you will start singing, you will be lifted up. Every time that you're having problems in your life, you need to start singing. The best way to stay happy is to have a song on your heart and to be singing all the time. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, even if you can't sing out loud. Now, if you're at a place where you can sing out loud, I encourage you to sing out loud. You know, we've got little Walker Lee. I love to hear him sing. Sometimes I call him, his daddy on the phone, I say, I need to hear a song. And little Walker will sing and just bellow out that singing. And he knows the words of so many songs and just beautiful hymns from the old Lloyd hymnal as well as our hymn book. I'll tell you, brethren, it's a great blessing, and things are being implanted in that little child's heart that will be with him all the days of his life. Truth from God's Word that's expressed in singing establishes us in that truth. So we need to sing. And that's what he says here. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. That's the second part of that verse that's on my heart. After he says sing unto the Lord, in fact, the first part explains one of the ways you can do the second part. The main part is show forth from day to day his salvation. Show forth, I want you to remember the wording there, because we're going to go to another scripture that the exact same words are there, but the order of the words is different, and I want us to look at that. But right now, I want you to just think about and memorize the words that I've just read. Show forth from day to day His salvation. And when the Word of God talks about God's salvation, it's not talking about God being saved, it's talking about God saving us. We're to show forth day by day, every day that we live, we're to show forth God's salvation. What that means is that God has saved you from your sins. And you need, every day of your life, you need to show forth. You're to manifest. You are to declare to others with your mouth, but more importantly, by the deeds of your life, you need to show forth, day by day, His salvation. You need to be showing that God has delivered you from the bondage of sin and death. The Word of God says, and you hath He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. There are many of the children of God who have been quickened and born again and saved from eternal hell, but are they, the question I'm asking is, are they showing forth day by day His salvation? That is, day by day, can you see that God has saved them? There are many children of God, I believe, that you look at their lives and you cannot tell whether or not they're saved. Did you know that's true? You cannot tell whether the Spirit of God dwells in a lot of people because they're not showing it forth. How does Jesus, somebody just tell me in your own words or the words of Jesus, tell me what Jesus said that's teaching the same truth here, where the Word of God says here in the Old Testament, show forth day by day His salvation. What did Jesus teach us in a lot of different ways? But name one expression that Jesus used that's teaching this same truth, that we're to show forth God's salvation. What's an expression that Jesus used? Can any of you think of an expression that Jesus used? Anybody? All right? I'm not making myself clear because all of you know the answer. I'm not asking the question good. Jesus said this. Jesus said, let your light shine. You remember that? Let your light shine before men. Now, when I let my light shine before men, do you know what I'm doing? I am showing forth day by day God's salvation. Do you know why I have a light to shine? It's because God has put light in me. You know what I was? Before God came and quickened me, I was darkness. I wasn't just in darkness, I was darkness. And God came to me, and God put His Spirit in me, and the light of God is in me. And the question is, am I showing forth that light? Am I shining my light? Can a child, let me ask you this question, can a child of God that has the light of God in them, can they fail to let their light shine? Indeed, they can. And so what is Jesus saying when He says, let your light shine? He's saying, stop hiding your light under a bushel. Stop failing to let your light shine. Start showing forth God's salvation day by day. Start showing other people, show other people and declare to other people, tell other people. Well, I don't necessarily encourage you to go around and say, I'm saved. Anybody follow what I'm saying there? I'm not saying go around and say, I'm saved. Because what I'm saying is that the words of our mouth, people who have understanding, they ought to be able to tell you're saved. The way we talk, you remember how David said, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. Listen, brethren, if people can't look at me and they can't look at you and tell that we're saved, if they can't see that Christ dwells in us, we're failing to do what God's Word commands us to do right here. What does God's Word say to do? It says, show forth day by day, every day of your life, not just on Sunday, but every day, everywhere you go, show forth God's salvation. Manifest that God is dwelling in you. Don't be ashamed of God. Brethren, I'm glad God saved me from eternal hell. The fires that are going on and raging round about us, listen, brethren, those fires are nothing compared to the fires of eternal hell. And God has saved us. He's delivered us. You know, a lot of people, and I know I'm thankful that God spared Brother Ken's home and Brother Jake and Sister Brandon's home. I'm glad He spared your homes. But listen, brethren, God's done something greater than just save us and save our homes. God has saved us eternally. And we need to thank God. We need to show forth. We need to declare. You know, the Bible says in one of the Psalms, the Word of God says, let the redeemed of the Lord what? What's the last few words there? Let the redeemed of the Lord what?
Say so.
Say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord, let's tell other people what Jesus has done for us. There's a difference in me going around saying, boasting and sticking my chest out and saying, I'm saved, I'm saved. There's a difference in you doing that and going around and telling other people, let me tell you, Jesus has delivered me from my sins. Jesus has saved me from my sins. The only hope I have, the only reason I'm going to be in eternal heaven is not because of what I've done. It's not because of my righteousness. But the only reason I'm going to be in eternal heaven is because of the work of God. You need to tell other people about how good God has been in saving you from your sins. You need to not just tell them out by your mouth, but you need to be living every day in such a way other people can see, now that person is saved. That person is thankful to God for eternal salvation. That person is thankful that God has delivered them from eternal hell. What does the text say? It says, show forth day by day. What does that mean, day by day? Say it again. Every day. Every day. You know, my daddy used to talk about lightning bug religion. Lightning bug religion. Anybody? Us old folks, we used to go out and catch lightning bugs. How many of you have gone out and caught lightning bugs? I didn't see any children raise a hand. Let me tell you, old folks, get your children out to catch lightning bugs, okay? Somehow, lightning bugs. They're little bugs that at night you go out, they light up, and then they go out. And you chase them around. We used to carry jars around. We'd chase those lightning bugs and put them in a jar. And next day they'd all be dead. And we put poles in the lids. They'd still all be dead. So I don't encourage you to put them in jars, but I do want you to know that there's a lesson we can learn from lightning bugs. When my daddy would preach about lightning bug religion, he was talking about people that their light's on or their light's off. Their light's on, their light's off. And there are many people like that. Their light's on Sunday, and what happens on Monday? the light's off. And next Sunday, the light turns on, and then Monday it goes off. Or there are people that during the course of a day, their light's on, their light's off. Their light's on, their light's off. Listen, brethren, we need to pray that God will help us not to have lightning bug religion, but that God will help us to be like a lighthouse. Brother Brooks wrote a wonderful article on being a lighthouse. The people of God, the children of God, don't need to be little lightning bugs turning it on and off. But we, day by day, we need to show forth the Spirit of God, the light of God is in us. And we need to keep that light shining. Shine it every day, wherever you go. Show forth His salvation. Show it forth day by day. Day by day, show forth you are saved, you are redeemed. Show forth that you're a... You know, the Bible says God is light, so we need to be a lighthouse. The Word of God also says God is... Tell me another expression. God is, besides light, God is what?
Love,
okay, that's one. God is love. God is light. We need to be, if I'm a child of light, I need to let my light shine. God is love. The Word of God says in Ephesians 5:2, walk in what?
Love.
Walk in love. Every day of your life, you know what needs to be manifest from your life? You know what needs to be manifest? You know what you need to show forth? He says, show forth. Show forth day by day His salvation. If you love, do you know the only reason that you love, the only reason you have the ability to love, you know why you can love? You know what love is? Love is a part of the fruit of the Spirit of God. You know where you got the ability to love from? God came to you and quickened you and you were born of the Spirit of God. Do you know the only reason you love other people? In fact, the Word of God says this in 1 John 3:14. The Word of God says, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have what? One to another. If you have love one to another. I'll tell you, brethren, if you don't have love, if you're not showing forth that love, you're not showing forth God's salvation. Every day you need to be showing love. Doesn't matter what else you have. Doesn't matter what else you do. It doesn't matter how many scriptures you can quote. If love is not manifest, you're not a Christian. You say, that's too hard. No, it's not too hard. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says it doesn't matter if I can speak with the tongues of angels and of men. It doesn't matter how much faith I say I have. It doesn't matter what else I do. If I don't have charity, what am I? What does he say over and over? Nothing. 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 Oh, it doesn't matter if you go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. It doesn't matter if you can quote from Genesis to Revelation. If you don't have love, you're nothing. That's what God says. Love. Is love important? Do you need to show love every day? Who do you need to show love to? Do you need to show love to your family? Listen, brethren, one of the most important teachings in God's Word that men need to understand is, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. Husbands, love your wives. And don't... Listen, I ought to be able to just say in the congregation, stand up, tell me what your husband did to show you love this week. Did you know there's a lot of women would really have to struggle to find out anything you did, not to say you love them. See, I tell my wife, I tell her that probably a half dozen times a day. I say I love you. And that, don't I tell you a lot, Tristan? What, you know what she tells me most of the time? You know what she says? A lot. Not every time I say I love you, but you know what she says a lot? She'll say, show me. Sometimes I say, Teresa, I wish you'd say I love you more. He said, I'm showing you I love you. I'm doing things all over this house every day to show you I love you. And that's all I'm asking you to do is just show me you love me. Listen, brethren, it's important that we love one another. You know what we all need to do? We need to understand we're failing to show forth God's salvation. If love is not manifest, if love is not glowing from my life, if I'm not loving, if I'm not manifesting love to my family and to the family of God and to everybody out there that I come in contact with. The Word of God says I'm to even love my enemies. Now that's the hardest thing I believe the Bible tells us to do. But when I love, listen brethren, when I love like I ought to love, you know what I'm doing when I love like I ought to love? Do you know what I'm doing? I'm showing forth. What am I showing forth? What does the text say? Show forth day by day. Every day. You know what ought to be pouring out of my heart and out of my life? Love. Does light need to be pouring out? Yes. There are so many ways that we can show forth, day by day, show forth what? His salvation. That is, you show others. You prove to others. I don't need a lapel pin that says I'm a Christian. I don't need a lapel pin. I don't need to go around wearing my religion on my shirt sleeve. But I'll tell you what I do need to do. I need to be living in such a way that I'm showing forth I am redeemed. One of the songwriters says, redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My only hope for eternal heaven, my only hope of being redeemed from eternal hell is not what I've done, not what I've tried to do, but my only hope is what God has already done for me. I'll tell you, brethren, I'm not trying to do right to get to heaven when I die. I try to serve God because God's already saved me from eternal hell. I'm going to be in eternal heaven because of what God has done for me. And did you know what I'm supposed to do? I'm supposed to show forth day by day. I'm supposed to manifest to other people. I'm supposed to declare to other people. I'm supposed to show forth day by day God's salvation, that God saved me. Now, go with me to another. This is a parallel passage. If you look at 1 Chronicles, Corinthians, but if you look at 1 Chronicles chapter 16, 23 through 36, you'll find that most of those same exact truths are expressed. Turn in your Bibles to Psalms. Go to the book of Psalms and look at Psalms 96. Please turn in your Bibles to Psalm 96. Now I'm going to ask you a question. I'm giving you a test right now, and everybody listen. Everybody be able to answer the question. Does the text in 1 Chronicles 16, 23, does the text say, show forth day by day His salvation, or does the text say, show forth His salvation day by day? Which one? Second one? First one? Second one? So you need to go back and look at it. The text in 1 Chronicles 16 says, show forth day by day His salvation. Now there's a difference. And you don't have to agree with this. I just want you to see two truths in those same words. Show forth day by day what? His salvation. Now that means to me, what I get out of that truth is every day I need to manifest I'm saved. Okay? Show forth day by day His salvation. Now, in Psalm 96, I want you to look at verse 2. Psalm 96, verse 2. And I understand that you can say this is the exact same thing, but I want you to see two different truths here. And it's all truth. It's God's Word. It's truth. Psalm 96, listen to verse 2. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name, show forth His salvation from day to day. Now, I want you to see two different salvations taught in those verses of Scripture. The first one is eternal salvation. Show forth day to day, show forth what? His salvation. Show forth that He saved you eternally. You see that truth in the text. Now in this verse of Scripture, the Word of God says, show forth His salvation from day to day. And what I want to concentrate on right here is that there, day by day, you need to see His salvation. I'm not talking about eternal salvation now. I'm talking about the day to day salvation. Day to day. Have you seen that God has delivered you? That's what the word saved means. Just means delivered. Have you seen God deliver? Has anybody here seen God deliver you today? Did anybody here see God deliver you this past week? Anybody delivered? Brother Ken, did God save you this past week? Did He save you like He's never saved you before this past week? Are you talking about saving you from eternal hell? Are you talking about saving you from eternal hell? Is that what He did last week? No, He saved you. Now, He's already done that way back at the cross of Calvary. How did He save you this past week?
His footprints
are behind my house. Amen. Amen. That fire went all around Brother Ken's house. And you can just go out there and look at the devastation all around that. You know what God did? God saved his house. God saved his family. God spared him. That's the day-by-day salvation that God does for us. All of us today have already been saved many times from many different things. When you woke up this morning and you were alive and your children were alive, you know what you need to do right then? You need to say, thank you, Lord, for delivering us. Thank you for not letting the shadow of death come into our home. Thank you for not letting the angel of death visit our home. Thank you that our family's alive. Thank you that I'm alive. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us. Thank you for blessing me to be able to see. Thank you for blessing me to be able to breathe. Did you know God, all God has to do right now? God can cause winds to start blowing in this direction, and so much smoke could cover us in the next 30 minutes that none of us could breathe and none of us could see. There's enough smoke out there to destroy every one of us right now. All God has to do is just turn those winds in another way, and that smoke will cover us. It will envelop this area before we would ever begin to have time to evacuate. There could be major death here, not from the fire, just from the smoke of the fire. I'm telling you, day by day, God saves us, and we need to not only show forth day by day His eternal salvation, that He saved us eternally, but show forth from day to day, show forth what? His salvation day to day. Now you can say, I don't see any difference there, and that's all right. You can do what you want to, as long as you're showing forth His salvation. But what I want you to see is God saved you eternally, and you need to be showing that forth. You need to be letting your light shine. But I want you to also be showing forth, that is, telling other people, listen, brethren, there are so many people, even those who have lost their houses, I've heard them say, God was good to me. Listen, I've heard people say that have lost their homes in the fire, God was good to me. God spared my family. I've heard other people that the fire burned. Brother, I believe John Thrift last night got up in a meeting and he said, me and my brother lost every tree that we own. And they own hundreds of acres of land. He said, all our trees were burned down. But he said, I'll tell you, I'm thankful that God spared my family and my home. People that have lost much, yet then what are they doing? They're showing forth, and He's declared, God is the one that spared my home and my family. He said, I have never stood. He told me as he came up last night, he said, I've never stood before a group of people and talked. But he said, I can't be quiet. I can't sit back and say nothing when God has done so much for me in sparing my home and my family. Listen, brethren, that's the point of this message. How can we be quiet when God not only has saved us eternally, but when God is saving us day by day? Show forth His salvation day by day. He's saving you day by day from all kinds of things. Did you know that had it not been for God saving you this past week, you would have died in a wreck? How many of you know that you could have died in a wreck this past week? I called a preacher, I believe Thursday morning, to tell him about, or Friday morning, to tell him about the prayer meeting. He was on vacation. He said, I can't be there, but we'll be praying with you. He said, but I need your prayers. He said, I was almost in a wreck just now, and I had to swerve and go off the road. And he said, I hit a high curb, and it's just torn up the front end of my car terribly. He said, that was about an hour ago. And he said, what was so bad was that nobody stopped. Nobody could verify what happened. Everybody just kept right on going. And he said, I got mad, and I got back in my car, and I put it in reverse, and I went flying back, and I tore up the rear end of my car, hitting the telephone pole. Now, have any of you ever been there? See, God spared His life, God spared His family, but we get mad because we lost something else, you know? Well, listen, brethren, what's the point? Show forth. His salvation day to day. Not just His eternal salvation, but day to day God is saving you, delivering you from all kinds of problems and troubles. Show it forth. Tell others. Sing about it. Talk about it. Tell others it's God that has done great things for me. Somebody's talked about how lucky you were. What do you say, Brother Ken? I've heard Brother Ken correct people. Boy, you were lucky. I've heard him say, no, it wasn't luck. It was God's intervening hand. You know what He's doing every time He does that? He's showing forth what? He's showing forth God's salvation day to day. He's showing and talking about how good God has been to him today and this week. And all of us, every day, we need to show forth His salvation. But every day we need to show forth His salvation that comes every day. We need to thank God that He does send His salvation every day. He's delivered us. Many of you in this congregation have been very, very, you've had very serious problems. Some of you have been critically ill. Some of you have seen the power of God lift you up. Some of you have been in the valley of the shadow of death. Some of you, they never were able to really diagnose what was wrong. Some of you, had it not been for the power of God, in fact, I'll say all of you, every one of you, had it not been for the power of God in your life, you would not be alive today. Did you know that? And if it weren't for the power of God in your life, your family would not be alive today. You praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Let me praise His holy name. Let me show forth what? Which way you want to say it? Let me show forth His salvation day by day. Do you need to do that? Show forth His salvation that He saved you day by day. Show that forth. What else do you need to do? You need to show forth day by day, or show forth His salvation day by day, the daily salvation that you have. Don't just let your light shine that you've been saved from your sins, but let your light shine and talk about how good God has been to you every day, today. Did you know the Bible says this? I believe in Psalm 68:19, the Word of God says that the Lord, listen carefully, the Lord daily, what? Loadeth us with benefits. Every single day, the Lord daily loadeth us with benefits. Did Job lose a lot in one day? You go on and read your Bible, Job chapter 1, and you'll read Job lost this. And then, in the same day, while that messenger was speaking, another messenger came and said, Job, I've got more bad news for you. You know what some of us say after we get all the bad news he heard from those first two servants? Well, I've heard people say, well, it can't get any worse than this. Well, yes, it can. It can get worse. And it got worse for Job. And another servant came and told him he had lost these possessions. And while that servant was yet speaking, another servant came and said, you've just lost all 10 of your children. All 10 of your children are dead. You know what Job did right then? Job fell down and worshiped God and said, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brethren, that's showing forth God's salvation. That's saying, God gave me everything. God took it away. But I'm telling you, even though I've lost all this today, He's saying, I still have blessing from the Lord today. Show forth His daily salvations in your life. Tell others. Talk about it. Have you ever been depressed? Have you ever been discouraged? Listen, brethren, if you've ever been depressed and God lifted you up from that, you know what a hell depression is. Discouragement. Despondency. Do we forget? How many of you think, you don't have to raise your hand, but just think, how many times have you thought, God, have any of you ever felt, let me just rephrase all that, have any of you ever felt, God, if you'll get me out of this situation, if you'll help me right now, if you'll deliver me right now from this mess I'm in, I promise you I'll never go against you again. Have you ever been in almost that kind of situation where you said, Lord, just help me right now. This is it. My whole world's caving in. Just help me right now. And God came and helped you right then. Do you know it's hard for us to go back and remember how bad things were once God delivers us? I'm telling you, brethren, we need to pray every day. God, help me to remember all the things You're saving me from every day. Show forth day by day His salvation. I haven't even begun to touch this subject. And I want to begin tonight right there. I want you to pray that God will help us tonight. I want you to pray that God will help us to learn the important lesson that's in this passage of Scripture. I haven't really gotten down to all the different ways you can show forth what God has done for you that you can declare to others. There's something very, very, very important that we all need to do today and tomorrow. And I pray that God will bless us tonight as we come back to His house, that we'll be able to learn more from God's Word on this subject of showing forth God's salvation day by day, as well as showing forth day by day God's salvation. May God bless His Word to our hearts is my prayer for Christ's sake.